This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is presently addressing the NXT conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. During the program, the channel NewsX World will also be launched. In a social media post, the Prime Minister complimented the ITV network and foundation for bringing together people from different walks of life for this conclave. He further expressed hope that this conclave will surely be characterized by fruitful deliberations. We now go live to the Prime Minister's address.
नजर है दुनिया भर के लोग भारत आना चाहते हैं भारत को जानना चाहते हैं आज भारत दुनिया का वो देश है जहां पॉजिटिव न्यूज लगातार क्रिएट हो रही है न्यूज मैन्युफैक्चर नहीं करना पड़ रहा है जहां हर रोज नए रिकॉर्ड बन रहे हैं कुछ न कुछ नया हो रहा है अभी 26 फरवरी को ही प्रयागराज में एकता का महाकुंभ संपन्न हुआ है पूरी दुनिया हैरान है कि कैसे एक अस्थाई शहर में एक टेम्पररी व्यवस्था नदी के तट पे करोड़ों लोगों का आना सैकड़ों किलोमीटर की यात्रा करके आना और पवित्र स्नान करके भाव से भर जाना
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity in New Delhi today. The day-long webinar aims to engage stakeholders in a focused discussion and strategizing the effective implementation of the 2025 budget announcements. It will focus on agriculture growth and rural prosperity, ensuring a collaborative approach to realize the vision outlined in the budget. Rescue and relief operations are going on at Mana village in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand. So far, 47 workers have been rescued while efforts continue to locate the remaining eight. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami is heading to Joshimath, where he will oversee the rescue operations and issue necessary directives. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Chief Minister Dhami over the phone to review the ongoing rescue efforts aimed at safely evacuating the trapped workers. Mr. Modi also inquired about the weather conditions in the state, including the ongoing rain and snowfall. During the conversation, the Prime Minister assured that the central government would provide all possible assistance to handle any emergency situation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will review the security situation in Manipur today. Mr. Shah will chair the meeting in New Delhi in this regard, which is expected to be attended by Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla and senior officials of state government and home ministry. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and warned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make peace or lose American support. The statement comes after a heated exchange of words between the two leaders over the path to a Ukraine-Russia truce during a meeting at the White House in Washington last night. The war of words also led to the collapse of the talks between the U.S. and Ukraine to sign a deal on rare earth minerals and security guarantees as part of broader negotiations on a possible truce in Ukraine's years-long war with Russia. In chess, Grandmaster Aravind Chidambaram took the sole lead at the Prague Masters 2025 after defeating Chinese GM Wei Yi in round three last night in Prague, the capital city of Czech Republic. With this victory, he gains 11 rating points and moves up to number 16 in the World Life Rankings. Meanwhile, Grandmaster R. Pragyananda secured his first win of the tournament, defeating Czech GM Nguyen Thai Dai Van in the third round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.